Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And on the website, very important, folks, not only information, but especially for today, log on this morning, pre-register for tonight's big webinar on Social Security. How do you do it? You go to CraigJamesFinancial.com. Very important website. Dow yesterday up 146 at the close. And a kind of a back and forth early this morning. Single digits up, down, up, down. But all in all, we shall see as we welcome in the great Craig Ferentino. And that from Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, off of Broad Hollow Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Jay. It's so good to hear you. Thank you for that introduction. Yeah, we have a lot of activity in the market. Ended up finishing higher, adding to the gains from last week at the end of the week. So we're up roughly 0.3 on the S&P 500, and we're looking at a bunch of these things. It's driven by this time, very interesting, Jay, driven by AI, but actually yesterday was driven by utility stocks and consumer discretionary. So part of that is a boost from Tesla, which, people might remember, I think I reported a week ago, it was like, geez, this thing, they took it down half its value, $300, went down to about $149, surged up 15% yesterday, like 25 points or so. So very nice move for Tesla because the China likes Tesla more, and a couple of other things in terms of their self-driving technology. The American manufacturers also being hit with some accidents. Tesla seems to be taking the brunt of the news, but on the self-driving technology. Trust me, I have people, I have clients that swear by that self-driving technology. I have a client that goes from the East End all the way to the city, and he just hits the button, reads the newspaper, and it gets him there every day. So, there might be a couple of very visible cases, but for the most part, people are very confident. Particularly with his Tesla. He loves them. And he's got two of them, matter of fact. He went and bought another one. Treasury yields finished lower. 10-year yield ticking down. We need the Treasury. The 10-year got out of 4.6. Mortgages, as you know, Jay's been like 7.8 for a 30-year mortgage. Very high, just under that 8%. Brutal for people looking to buy a house. It's kind of slowing things up for them, for all the clients out there. And your audience certainly having problems, the refi thing and all that other stuff. Everybody's hoping for a rate to go down, but I don't think it happens this year. It's not going to happen a lot this year, unless they really got to get somebody over the finish line, including like the president. Then they'll come out, in September and they'll lower it, But we're going to get some other news this week in terms of course, what Jerome Powell's going to say. That's on tomorrow. Very big information. And economic data, the FOMC meeting on Wednesday, non-farm payrolls report on Friday. And so that's basically what we're looking at. Now, Jake, there's a problem. There's something called eatertainment. And the malls that, some of the traditional malls that I've been to, including not just on Long Island here, but in Pennsylvania when I travel, I like to just see what the malls have in Florida. Let's see what the malls are there. Phoenix, Arizona, what the malls are doing. Dallas, Texas, Galleria Mall in Texas. So it's very interesting to see what's going on. In terms of eating opportunities in these food courts, they tend to be very popular, but the owners of these malls have to change it a little bit up. So it's like people like a McDonald's, you may see McDonald's in a mall, but they're not high-producing McDonald's because there's not a lot of mall traffic. So they need something that drives more people to the malls. And part of it, of course, is the stores, but sometimes when the stores or people still want to come to the mall but maybe not have the economy for the stores, they'll find some other places. So classic places that you'd be friends with, like TGIF what's another one, Chi Chi's, basically have pulled out of these malls. I was in a mall yesterday, the World Women Mall. I couldn't believe they still had California Pizza Chicken Kitchen. So I was like, wow, I haven't seen that in years, and it's still there in the the Simon property.
One of my, you know, I got to tell you, one of my all-time favorites, California Pizza. One of my all-time favorites.
Yes. Wow. So that's
that my favorite was the barbecue chicken. Barbecue chicken on there. Loved
barbecue
it.
Chicken pizza?
Yeah. Loved it at California. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Maybe we'll order it out for the office one day. Good suggestion there, my friend. Yeah, so, but they need Eatertainment. Now, when I think of Eatertainment, you know, something that'll drive someone to the mall, like Hooters is a little bit of an Eatertainment place, right? Because some people go there not just for the food, obviously. There's other things that they're going there for. But I don't think you could put that in a mall, you know. So they've come up with these concepts. One's called Hot Dog, which it looks like you're in a ski chalet, believe it or not. It's got the ski chalet concept to it, and people like going there. There's some of these other very, very interesting places, but they need some more Eatertainment. The Chick-fil-A's, I think, you know, they put in them all these huge lines for Chick-fil-A, but they'd rather be getting more traction with the drive-thru. So they're finding like a golf, Topgolf is sort of an Eatertainment, right? Because they're serving food there, and you're getting to hit the ball, which is great. They could put that in a mall. That takes a lot of space, but that's another thing that would drive people to a mall. So there's this big analysis of what drives people to the malls, and if we could change the food courts up a little bit. There's another one, I think it's called Gen Korean Barbecue, and you know the food comes out on conveyor belts. I think that's in San Francisco and a couple other places where you sit at your table, and this conveyor belt comes in your order. Comes on it, and you literally sit next to the conveyor belt with other people's food passing you while you're eating. So, again, something that's a little different out of the ordinary, and the Eatertainment business, just to get people back to the malls. Very interesting problem to have, but the days are gone for the TGIFs and the Chee Chees and things like that. El Torito is another one that is in some of the malls. So they just kind of disappeared very quickly. So we're looking for this news, you know, Jay, just basically equity news. Tonight we'll be talking about, believe it or not, Social Security benefits. So if you're going to go to the mall, here's how you get your money in retirement. We'll talk about how to claim Social Security. Very, very important conversation. 7 o'clock today, just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com on this April 30th. And we'll hook you in. Any questions you may have on Social Security, when do I file? Should I file at 62? Should I file at 67? Should I go to 70? Why? What's the value of waiting? How do you know when the best time to file is? All these good questions we'll be discussing tonight. So CraigJamesFinancial.com. Go to our website. We'll be more than happy to just get you a link there. And if you missed it, maybe my staff will send you a recorded version of it. If you found yourself watching Jeopardy at 7 o'clock, maybe we can catch something else, but we'll send you the recorded link. You won't get to respond to the recorded link, meaning it won't be a live conversation. But at least you can hear some of the topics that we discussed. That's what I have for today, my friend.
You know, I would file, by the way, I would file personally before we run out of funds for Social Security. That's just me. Because I'll tell you, the way we're going right now, I don't know. They say, what, by 2034? But I know that's been somewhat dismissed. But it's still of concern. You really have to make it a concern. That's an important conversation to have tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And how do you do it? You log on to the website and pre-register. This way you're all set. All set up to go at 7 o'clock. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Get it done this morning. This way, you don't have to worry last minute and everything else. Am I on? Am I not? Get it done this morning, and you'll be in good shape. Sir, well done. We look forward to tonight, and always look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you, Jay. We'll be talking again tomorrow. Hope all is well with you, my friend.